The golden lampstand is the topic for our meditation today, taken from Exodus chapter 25 and verses 31 to 40. We spoke concerning the construction of the tabernacle, how the tabernacle is the design of God for His people to manifest a physical, visible presence with them, so that they may know that they are not alone, that He is with them. Right in the beginning, in the tabernacle, all the tribes of Israel experienced the presence of God with them when Moses was given the blueprint and asked to construct the tabernacle, and how God also gave skill to the craftsmen, special skills to construct the tabernacle. And the construction of the entire tabernacle, and its presence with the people of God is a foreshadowing of the presence of Christ with His people. That Christ would come and dwell among men. And the word there means that He would make His tent with us. That He would dwell with us. And God wants us to have that visible understanding of His presence with us, so that we may know that we are not alone through life. Alone and yet not alone. That God is with us, and that He, securing us for all eternity, makes no mistakes for our comfort, makes no mistakes for our well-being, for our welfare. Well, He takes care of us by His very presence with us. So the making of the tabernacle is a visible picture. And then later on, when Israel go into the promised land, God would instruct Solomon, the son of David, to build the temple. And how it was a manifestation in a larger scale of God's presence with the nation of Israel when they would be established in the land. God wanted them to know that He is present with them, His people. So the temple was a place where they could visibly see the presence of God with them. So in Psalm 121, there is the verse, "I will look under the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth." My help cometh from the Lord. The word "from" is a description of two prepositions that tells us that God is our help, comes not only from Him, He is the source of our help, but the preposition there, the double preposition there, tells us that He is also with us. Not only is He the source of our help, but He is also with us, a very present help for us. So God is with us, with His people, so that they may not fear as they go through life. They may know that God is truly present with them. And God wants us to have that spiritual understanding in our hearts, in our lives, so that we may be able to live a life fulfilling His will for us. But Israel was to fulfill the will of God as a witness to all the nations of the world, so that the nations of the world will not be afraid. Like Israel, there would be that stability, there would be that strength, because God is very present with them. And the God that made Israel is the God that made all the nations, and He has not left them out. In fact, the plan of creating Israel was for the Gentile nations, that it will be a witness to all the nations. So the reason why God created us in Christ is that we may be a witness for Him. And although we feel ourselves unworthy to be a witness to the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, but this is how God comes to us. And here we began by in Exodus chapter 25 to give to us the construction of the tabernacle, and it began with the furniture in the Holy of Holies. The furniture in the Holy of Holies. You remember we began with the Ark of the Covenant. Now we are moving to the Holy Place. And in the Holy Place, there are three pieces of furniture. Right? We saw the table of showbread last Wednesday. And today we are going to speak about the golden lampstand. What is this golden lampstand? Well, it is made of one talent of pure gold. Verse 29 of our text tells us, "And thou shalt make the dishes and the spoons and the covers and the bowls and to cover wither of pure gold shalt thou make them." The lampstand is made of talent of pure gold, that is in our modern day we said 40.8 kg of pure gold carving. So imagine the skill that is needed to make all those furniture. It is a beautiful sanctuary in the wilderness, most magnificent. Right? And God gave, the Bible tells us, the Spirit of God came upon this man. The Bible tells us that the Spirit of God first came upon the makers of this furniture for the tabernacle. The skill that God gave to them, amazing. Just like God gave us gave the skill to make a table like this. How is it to be made? How can it be made? Well, somebody thought and considered how it must be a reflection of a Christian sanctuary, a sanctuary where the people of God will come together to come before the presence of God. So we are reminded. How can we be reminded? Well, the words of God. So, holiness unto the Lord. That is the words that God gave in his book to describe Himself, His character, so that when we come before Him, we understand where we are in the sanctuary. The word sanctuary means sacred. Sacred. So the sanctuary we are speaking about now, that Israel was to construct so that they would be able to see the visible presence of God with them. Today we said 1 ounce of gold, $1,330. So 40.8 kg, $1.9 million. Wow. Big piece of furniture. The lampstand had a center stand with three branches on each side, making it a seven-pronged lampstand, as our text tells us from verses 31 to 33. "And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold, of bitten woodwork shall the candlestick be made, his shaft and his branches, his bowls, his knots and his flowers, shall be of the same. And the six branches shall come out of the sides of it, three branches of the candlestick out of the one side, and three branches of the candlestick out of the other side. So each stem had three groups of almond blossom cups, knobs and flowers. So the Lord wants us to see the beauty of it, right? How to cut flowers out of gold. That must require some form of level of skill, right? A hard metal. And so you have three groups of each, and then there is the middle stem, which had four. Then we also notice that it was not made out of a mold. Okay, today when we want to make anything, you want to mass produce anything, you first make a mold. Then you would be able to duplicate. But this was hammered out of a single talent of gold. Okay, Exodus 37, verse 17 and verse 24 tells us. And the craftsmen that made this, said God gave them great ability to be able to sculpt these beautiful pieces. Verse 33 says, three bowls made like unto almonds with a knob and a flower in one branch, and three bowls made like almonds in the other branch with a knob and a flower, so in the six branches that come out of the candlestick. And the candlestick shall be four bowls made like unto almonds with their knobs and their flowers, and there shall be a knob under two branches of the same, and a knob under two branches of the same, and a knob under two branches of the same. Look at the description. It's very clear. The repetition tells us that this is the same thing that has to be made. Okay? And Moses received these instructions from God, and he is to pass these instructions to the craftsmen, and the craftsmen to follow this instruction for the construction. So their knots and their branches shall be the same, and it shall be one bitten work of pure gold. And thou shalt make seven lampstands thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, that it may give light over against it. And the tongs thereof and the snuff dishes thereof shall be of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold shall he make it. With all the these vessels, and look that thou make them after their pattern which was shown thee in the mount. So Moses saw, God showed him, God showed him how it is to be constructed, and Moses were to in a sense follow God's instruction, the pattern for it. Okay, Jesus taught us the pattern for prayer. Jesus taught us the pattern for prayer. It is a wholesome rendition for that covers all our needs, right? We recite this in our worship service. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is thy kingdom, thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. So if you analyze it, this pattern, it's a very wholesome, beautiful rendition of God's care for our life. How does God care for us? Well, in the Lord's Prayer, you see all these things He will take care of, and it covers all aspects of our lives, right? Our interaction with the people around us, the bread that we need for our food, the evil that can come and disturb us, right? The mission that God has for us, all these things, and God Himself very present with us. How we need to thank Him and praise Him, that He is our Heavenly Father. So all these truths encompassed thought given to us. See how wholesome it is. So, same here, every item that God constructed in this tabernacle was meant to be a picture for us, to show us what He is doing for us. So, it was the priest's ministry to care for the lampstand, and its lamps were to be kept perpetually burning by filling them with pure oil. Exodus 27 verse 20-21 tells us, "And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure olive oil bitten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always in the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony, and Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning before the Lord, and it shall be a statute forever unto their generations on behalf of the children of Israel." The priest trimmed each lamb every evening and morning, Exodus 30, verses 7 to 8, with pure gold tongs and snuff dishes, Exodus 25, verse 38. And the priest placed the used portions of the wick into a snuff dish and carried them out of the tabernacle for proper disposal. So all these are recorded in the Word of God, and the Jewish theologians, rabbis, and those who understood it would write, and we learn it from this man called David M. Levy. He wrote a book for the Tabernacle, Shadows of the Messiah, the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. So we study and we learn and we understand that when we can understand how God manifests His presence with us. Exodus 30 verse 7 says, "And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning when he dressed the lamps. He shall burn incense upon it, and when Aaron lighteth the lamps at even, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations." And you remember when we were studying the book of Zechariah, God gave to Zechariah the fifth vision. The fifth vision was given, and Zechariah was to convey to the returnees from Israel after 70 years of captivity. God's plan for them was that they would rebuild the temple, and so that worship can be restored in Israel. So when they were in the wilderness, what did God ask them to do? Construct the tabernacle. When they went back to the land, what did God ask them to do? Build the temple. Why? Because this is the picture of God's presence with them, of worship. You see, if we do not have, as a people of God, a sense of understanding of God and His presence with us, and we have not learned the joy, the skill of worship, of experiencing and enjoying the fellowship with God, the presence of God in our lives, then you find that our lives lack that. But if we have enjoyed and understood and learned how it is to worship God, to come before His presence, to meditate upon His character, what He does, who He is, then it gives to us a sense of peace in our hearts, that we are not alone, that God is with you, that God truly cares for your well-being. Zechariah was made to see. Okay, he was asleep and he was awakened by the interpreting angel, and the angel was nudging him to rehearse what he saw. What did Zechariah see in the fifth vision? He saw a candlestick of gold with a bowl on the top, having seven lamps, each lamp furnished with seven feeding tubes, and two olive trees standing beside the candlestick. For the two crowded branches, the clustering olives were pouring a constant supply of golden colored oil into tubes that led into the bowl. So he was made to see how the lampstand was sustaining itself, self-sustaining. And in Israel, they had to pour oil, but here they saw how Zechariah saw the picture of the lampstand that is self-sustaining. The olive tree supplying the oil that is beside, standing beside it, supplying to the oil to the candlestick. And the prophet inquired about the meaning of this vision. What? Why did God want Israel to see this vision? Because and after some delay, it was told that it conveyed the truth that in carrying on the work of the rebuilding of the temple, it was not by human power, but by the strength of God. Not by might, but by, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Israel is to depend on God for wisdom and strength to be his witness. And in the book of Revelation, the seven churches of Asia Minor were depicted as seven golden candlesticks. Revelation 1 verse 20 says, "The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in thy right, in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks." The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks thou sawest are the seven churches. The warning to the church at Ephesus was to repent, for she had lost her first love, and the indictment was to come that God that God will come to remove their witness if they will not turn back to God. Revelation chapter 2 verse 5. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Now remember in the story of Pilgrim's Progress, Christian had a scroll in which he is supposed to bring to enter the celestial city. And one day when he was resting, he was tired, he dropped the scroll before he and he went ahead in his journey. And then he discovered that he has dropped the scroll. So he had to backtrack again, because without the scroll he could not get in to the celestial city. It's like a ticket, the ticket, entrance ticket. Okay, you want to board a plane, you need your boarding pass. And without your boarding pass, the security will not allow you to enter the plane. So here we see a description of how God sought for Israel, for the church in Ephesus, to come back to him, to come back to that first love. What is that first love? Well, that fervent love for God, which is, has become cold, and the heart has become cold. The warmth inside, is no longer there, although outwardly things seem to be still going on. So the Lord tells us, and the Lord says that, you can't live a Christian life with a cold heart. You can be doing, but yet, you're not really doing what you're doing, because the heart is not there. So here, you see a picture of the golden candlestick appearing itself in the book of Revelation. And you'll see many imageries of the tabernacle described in the book of Revelation. The priest's work in the holy place was to ensure that the lamp would be continually burning. It speaks of Israel's responsibility to keep close to God so that he may continually guide them. It's interesting also to note that when the priest failed in their duty, it would disrupt their communion with God. The light One snuffed out would mean the holy place would experience darkness, and the priests would not be able to do their duty to offer incense and the work of changing of the showbread. Okay, so the light is important. Okay, the light is important. And yeah, so we said the in conclusion, the work of the priest in the holy place keeps the communion with God open and thriving. The offering of the incense, the changing of the showbread, the light needful to ensure the work is performed coming from the lampstand. Truly, without is the wilderness, barrenness is frightening. And outside is what we call outer darkness. Okay? But inside, the presence of God within. And the light, right? The candlestick, what is it supposed to do? It's supposed to provide the light, the source to that room in the holy place. And they need to keep up that communion with God so that wisdom can be appropriated in their daily life. The tabernacle and the work in the keeping of the tabernacle is a portrait of the active and healthy interaction between God and His people. And we are to do so by prayer and the study of God's Word. Now, during our church camp, we will study about prayer. By prayer and supplication, and God wants us to be in communion with Him, to spend time with Him. How can we do so? How can we kindle that strength that the Spirit will give to us to seek Him for our own welfare? Praying and seeking God is not, it's not for God's welfare, but it's for our welfare. When we are in touch with God, when we are communing with Him, and He imparts life to us, He imparts strength to us, He imparts joy, He imparts peace to us. So, God's Word is a light to our path and a lamp to our feet. We need to continually set time to study God's Word, to allow the light of God's Word to shine and guide us in the pathways of life. So we end with this thought. How is your devotional life with God? Is it thriving or wanting? Is it haphazard or consistent? By coming for Bible study and prayer meeting, we endeavor to keep the communication channel with God open. We pray not only for ourselves, but for others, as the priest did on behalf of the people of Israel. Realize that great privilege we have to come to this house of prayer, to keep the candlestick burning in this church. May we not neglect this duty to keep the candlestick burning when you come to pray. You keep that light burning, that unbroken communion with God. Without is the wilderness, signifying the ravages of life without God and His blessings. And within, you see the presence of God with us. When you have the Lord with you, when you understand the meaning of God's presence with you, then life becomes very meaningful. Life becomes very purposeful. And with it, brings life. God wants us to live this life to the fullest. God wants us to live this life to the maximum. May God increase our devotion for Him. If we are slack, may He help us to continue to walk with Him. May the Lord help us. Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for this time of Bible study. Thank Thee for Thy grace in enabling us to study Thy Word in the last 5 months. As we take a break in June, Father, we pray that Thou would be with Thy people as we take time also we gather for church camp, we now bless our time together from the 13th to the 16th of June. That's why I pray, asking that thou would bring us back again first week of July to resume our Bible study. That's why I pray with thanksgiving.